Beer signed a $2 billion credit facility as part of its refinancing plan of existing loans. The bulk, or $1.2 billion, acts as revolving credit maturing in October 2016, and another $800 million will be on term loan maturing March 2015. The National Retail Federation offered retailers sound advice this week with its top 10 trends in preparing for Christmas buying season. There are similarities between the consumer mood of today and that of 2008, which is of concern, but still, there are ways our industry can boost jewelry sales. NRF stated that on average, consumers will leverage the net for research and product price comparisons. But in addition, whether they make a purchase online or in store, consumers are seeking added value. Their expectations have increased beyond that expected low price mentality to "what else will you do for me now?" Consumers plan to take their time shopping and won't just stick to one store or website for all their needs. Interestingly enough, NRF found that consumers this year have put aside some cash for self-purchases, and already an example of one retailer on board with that is J. Crew, which prominently displays its Gift Yourself promotion. NRF said products deemed everyday appropriate should move well in this economy, and that isn't about being cheap, but rather shoppers could buy a jewelry item or watch with the goal of wearing it both at work and for, say, a stylish evening out. Night owl shoppers are playing a bigger role too for sales, especially on Black Friday midnight store openings. And while smaller shops may not be open all hours as big box plans, NRF suggested promote yourself local. Remind consumers in your area that as a specialized jewelry store, you offer unparalleled retail service. And as a shop owner, you are an active member of that community just as they are. Finally, we know how mobile shopping is playing an increasingly important role. With smartphone in hand, consumers are primarily searching and researching online, and may even do so while looking at diamond jewelry in your store. So be prepared to compete with that unknown element. But tablets are now playing a greater role in online purchasing, and NRF said twice as many tablet users than phone shoppers will buy online this year. Earlier this month, NRF estimated that average consumer plans to spend about $400 just on gifts for family, but remember, as I reported last week, wealthy households expect to drop $2,300 on gifts. NRF said total Christmas spending per person will be down a bit from last year. However, more intend to shop, so NRF expects almost a 3% increase in total retail sales for the November and December cycle. You can stay on top of NRF's hints and tips at blog.nrf.com. I will return right after this message.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
Mori Besser returns to the Israel Diamond Exchange to serve as managing director. He'll play an active role in advancing the IDE using his vast experience managing large organizations. Besser served as managing director for ISDMA from 2002 to 2007. Time now to check on how precious metals prices have performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.